Well, the next question I had had to do with attitude of gratitude. One of the things we like that one.
Now we like that. We like that one. We like that one a whole lot. That's a good one.
So the last time we had our engagement, I had a heart opening, and I had it in a deeper place than I've been able to access before, which I'm really incredibly grateful for. And as it had started to unfold, I realized how much ease there is in that state of gratitude and how easy it is to give from that place, because it doesn't feel like you're giving away anything. It feels like you're giving
yourself. Really not giving it away. You're really not doing either. You're enveloping something. When you put something in an envelope and you seal it, it can go away from you, but it's secure. You see? Now, can they rip it open and read whatever it is? Yeah, they can. But typically they don't. See, typically they don't, do they? Typically it goes where it's supposed to go, typically. And so you find that as a comfort place, meaning you can be secure with that. So that's the same conversation here. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. And once you can seal it, then that can allow you to be comforted. Yeah, it is. It is a... it can be quite euphoric, but not always. Because what about it in the time of trouble? Now we're having a different seat. Now we're negotiating. So it's a tacit component. But as long as you reach at it from the attitude of gratitude, you're always going to land. If not perfect, you're going to land okay.
There's a little edge to it that feels like surrender. It feels like I'm giving up some kind
little
of
man.
Battle, some kind of, yeah, I'm, yeah.
You're giving up, little man. You're giving up. And see, that's what you hold on to. Because see, everybody in the world says, when you get to the end of the rope, tie a knot and hang on. You remember how they said it? When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on for dear life. We say, honey, you're 6 inches off the ground at that point. Let go. Turn loose.
Okay.
And that last little that you let go, that's that little feeling. You go, hell spells, I wish I'd have done that 1,000 years ago. We said, we know.
Exactly. Well, what are the qualities of, would you explain the qualities of gratitude? What's involved in that? Is that like,
it starts with recognition. You have to recognize your condition. Okay. Now, in a penal system, everything is based on the only thing. You don't know what you like. You like what you know. Do you know that?
Yes.
Well, that's a big mouthful right there. So if you get that, now you get in a position where you know something. Okay. And that's what you like. Okay. Now, in order for you to sustain that, you got two choices. You got to recognize it in order you can isolate it. So you can say, I know rip-rap music, and I like it. So I have to be greatly gratified by it to engage it, that I know it. And then I have to maintain a bit of a thankfulness about it, or I will take it for granted and it'll be gone. You see? So it's an attitude, not just a condition. See, I'm going to be nice to you because I have to, because that's a nice thing to do. No, you make me a loaf of bread, or you make me a drink of water, and I appreciate that because I wouldn't have the bread or the water without you. Well, that's a different thing. Or I'm going to be thankful to you because you loaned me the money checks. See, we're not really talking so much about that. What we're talking about is in general what you're asking in the big picture. How do you sustain that point or position of gratitude? That's from a condition that you know how the power is, that this is the is-is and the arnesses. Is-is and the arnesses. You know what is. Now, are you thankful for it? And if you say yes, then that fully upholds the attitude aspect of gratitude. But now that's not fair. We're using the words to describe it. You asked for the corporeal components of gratitude.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
Now that goes back, that one, cause, but we had to lay a little track work to get you in a position. Okay. Let's go with not just examples, but with specific details of the short version of what we're talking about. Gratitude, being thankful, being appreciative. You can look up the actual word itself. And there's several definitions that go along with it. As long as none of your definitions move or include or push toward, I owe you. Okay?
Exactly. Okay.
As long as it's not. But you have to be careful because some people hate us because we have all the power and we give it to them. And they hate us because we got all the power. Silliest thing in the whole wide world. And freely, Shannon, give you anything you can move sun, moon, and stars over. 99 ways to Sunday. You want a lover? Here. You want something to play with? Here. You need a big house? Here. Need a lot of money? Checks? Here.
Yes, oh, yeah. All the above.
Did you buy VMware? Did you buy VMware? Yes, Well, we've done it and done it and done it and done it until we're blue in the face. Sell you silver, hold you this, buy you that, don't do this. Long and short, short and long. Another $100 trillion is on the way. Move here and catch it. It's falling from the skies. You see. Resources and a problem when you're talking about this level of power. But we don't want to make it be vulgar. We want it to make it be a point where you can embrace it yourself. You see.
Right.
But then you get your power, and then that's much better. But stop. That's not the conversation. The conversation is you're absolutely blissed out in a blessed state.
Yes,
we
I
get
am.
That. And you acknowledge it, and you acknowledge it to the end. And even when you screw it up, we still clean it up most of the time or not. And you're still thankful about it. So that's absolutely beyond reproach. Otherwise, we'd have to be careful how we held our words. You see, we don't have to be careful because you're on point. You know, you're spot on. You see, that's appropriate. So the point now becomes note your appreciation level that would apply to what you're saying is gratitude. Okay? Be thankful for things that you don't think about. You see? People do things for you sometimes that you don't even know they're doing for you, that you'd be greatly grateful for, that you don't even know. But yet, your gratitude abounds and could be inclusive of everything going on, right?
Right.
But that's exactly not the conversation. See, that's the difference. That's the rub, as it were. So be very careful that you...
Go ahead.
Be very careful that you open up and you start noticing everything, like the postman, like the meter people who read the meters. If they didn't come read the meters, you wouldn't know. They wouldn't get a bill, and you would read they'd shut you off and tech buddy mess you up and this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. You see? The ability to clean a window. Now, wait a minute. Are you saying we should have gratitude about having clean windows? Yes. If you have the ability to clean a window, you should be grateful that you have the ability and capacity to do that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. When the power got shut off several times here, it made me really appreciate... Well, I appreciated the quiet, and I appreciated the dark, and there was some kind of less... There was a lessening of tension that I guess... I pick up on when electricity is running through the whole house. So there was a lessening of that tension. So I was appreciating that. And then when the electricity went back on, now I can appreciate hot water, hot, you know, a warm house. Mm-hmm. So there, it was really a deep sense of everything that's in my world, gets included in that state of being, which kind of opens up that heart field to be all-inclusive, if I can continue to allow that to expand. So I was, which made me wonder if gratitude is like a frequency or if is it more like a field?
Let's say like a force field.
It is a force field. So that's part
it's
of
the
force No?
Like.
No?
Like a force field.
Okay.
See, because you asked it from that level. Look how you'll go back and re-listen to this, and you'll go, that's because of the way you asked it. So it's like it. Good.
Like a force field. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it increases the capacity to give and receive. So you talk a lot about capacity. So what is the capacity? What's within that capacity? What's being opened up to give and receive?
We don't
Does
understand your question. No, we don't. What's being, gratitude's what's being offered and given and received. The gratitude is what allows you to be in the vibrational consistency to enjoy it. Otherwise, they would come by to save your life and you wouldn't answer the door. See, you got to be in the vibrational proximity to even recognize it enough to be gracious or have gratitude about it.
Okay. It was starting to feel like it was more of a ground of being, but it really isn't. It's like it, but it's not.
What does that mean? What does that mean? It's a beautiful word. What does that mean?
Foundational. Like,
but what does that mean to you? We know what it means to us. When we preach in the choir, we get this. We want to make sure you're not wiping this into some crazy spoon your grandmama gave you that you have to hold at a certain level of the light in order to be imbued with blessings and honor. You see what I mean?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Fine, but
more,
that's why we asked the question.
I think what it is that it releases tension around wanting. When you're in
Great.
A place of gratitude.
But now, why is there, why would there be, if you don't know it, how do you want for it? I mean, you're talking about lack? Because see, if you don't know it, you don't want it. People don't know what they like. They like what they know. So if you know something, okay, then you have lack of it, then you appreciate it when you have it because of lack, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Bob, let me do it this way. We'll use Bob and Carolyn because they're safe. They're in a bubble. They're protected beyond the worlds. They're safe. But let's use them as an example. Carolyn used to hate people with money. She just couldn't stand them. Oh, they're just rich people, and they're just this, and they're this, that. Until she became rich people. It's a little different. Then it's all said, oh, no, it's not like that. It's not like that at all. So once you engage that, then all of a sudden it changes the perspective. That's why we ask your words, you see. Because then you're going to say, oh, well, no, we're talking about people more rich than myself. And it's now it's like, come on now, where does gratitude start? Where does it stop? What's the end of this road? That's the reason we ask those qualifying questions, to make sure that you're not pitching it on the short side of the long run. See what I mean?
Right.
It is vibrational. It is foundational. It is what that's all based on. And you know those words. You can sing a song of sixpence better than most of these jackballs running around here that aren't worth Bob's spit. You, however, you get it, and that's the point. You're fine. It's no contest. But you see how we twisted it around a little bit to say, oh, you mean in the perspective of as I gain influence within myself or my realm, then you change your vibrational frequency so now there's room for even more. Okay, yes, once everything line upon line, precept upon precept is settled in a foundational kind of condition, then of course you can build these epiphanies and things that you're working with. The high-ended stuff, the high-minded, the outside of the Croker quadrant stuff. You know who Croker was, don't you?
Right. So I guess what I'm saying is, in the way that I'm using foundational, is I have had a tendency to pull power towards me, and then, like you said, I give the power away. So a way for me to not give it away is to be in an attitude of gratitude for the power that I have, so that there's an ease around it, and it's not a throwing it away or giving it to somebody, letting somebody else shine, but I can shine within that appreciation for having it.
Yeah.
So that seems really foundational.
Don't let it go. It is, but don't give it away. That's the point.
Right.
Get it, keep it. You can share it, but that by not giving it away. Right?
Exactly. Right.
You see?
Okay.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Here we go.
All right, thank you. All right,
thank you very much. Good topic. Much learned
it was
there.
Good. She did. Hey, Bob, she did good. It was kind of like really based in the simple level, but it's pretty important. Wasn't bad. For newbies. These newbies have been hanging around for 100 years. How about that, Bob?
Yeah.